I've been trying to get my mind off me.
Men might rediscover masturbation here.
Are so degrading to his manly.
Nicky, can't we change the sheets, please? It smells like. Anyway.
Oh.
Well.
If you want.
So well, it smells like vomit.
It's
terrible.
Make you sleep in it.
Terrible.
It's kind of like, no.
They changed the sheets already.
Oh, my God.
Wow, Brian. You are sick.
That is so sick. Good night.
And this is the Puzzling Evidence Show.
And made for laughs.
Tough, but it's MDM amazing, and I feel like I'm in love.
The comic action is continuous throughout.
You're gonna need every bit of momentum you can get to make it through four more years.
What they are.
2 p.m.
For every complex problem, there is a simple solution, and it is wrong. Do not abandon a theory merely because it ceases to be true. Cling to it long enough, and it will be true again, for so it goes. It is better to be
never was a story. Appreciate it always. funny talk.
Who's that funny talk?
Why, that's funny talk. Bobby, when he can.
His fate did not lie here, but far ahead, in the huge crimson sun, toward which the space pod was now unmistakably falling.
Yeah. Okay, you know how Jill was all like, yeah, blah, blah, blah?
Uh-huh.
Well, I called her house, and I was like, hey, what's up? She's all... She's like, Molly, I'm gonna get him, like, in so much trouble. I was like, what do you mean? She's like, I just gave his number out to half of the sophomore class guys that we know, like, you know, Fabian, Aaron, all those guys, you know? And, like, she was like, hitting, and the one called the sophomore cell phone. She's like, yeah, the number's 42. I was like, what are you doing? She's like, I'm gonna get Matt in so much trouble. So she's handing out his number, and he's like, I'm gonna call my cousin Michael, and we'll jump. I was like, try it. I was like, just try it. Come on, kick your ass. He's like, who are these kids? And I was like, I don't know, write some of the names down, I'll tell you if they're even worth it. But he's gonna get in so much shit. What the hell?
Yes, back, 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 da, 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 da.
Now there was only the red sun. Side to side.
Oh, that's fun, Mr. Clown.
It's Memorial Day after all.
Oh boy, let's do.
Ba 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 ba. Da 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 da.
Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha.
What? That Mr. Clown?
Oh no, Robo DJ.
Oh, you want to play? All right, here we go. You sing it too, boys and girls. Ba 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 ba.
It's the mom of the radio station. Well, it was until the grandma package took over.
Gee, I was glad to hear from you.
Hey, I can go to four and then my mom said I have to go home.
It must have followed me all over so far.
Well, that's when the next show should start.
Oh, really? This is like a live show?
Like actually in the room doing
how
a show.
Cool. That makes it even better that we would hand off to a proper show. Yeah. Anybody that starts at 4 a.m. has my vote. I'm old bones, man.
Old bones, man.
On the show.
Hey, old bones guy.
Old, old bones, man. Judge. Show. Boy, it was, I took a long drive recently, went up north, and it's interesting to listen to radio as you leave the Bay Area. A lot of good Christian stuff. The best part was up on, I was across, I was on Heard Peak. I was driving up to Heard Peak, the fire station there, to watch the sunset, and I could pull in a station I get here kind of okay, KTTM, out of Gallup, New Mexico, Navajo Radio, and on AM. And so I was up there on Heard Peak, and I got Navajo Radio really clearly, really loudly, Indian war songs blasting out over the speakers. in the middle of a forest, there's not a live person around me for scores of miles.
Wow, this is
What did?
The feed just clicked off.
That's the first step. God damn that Wolfman. First thing to Silence 2 is turn the feed off.
Hey, you can't touch that. That's some heavy, heavy stuff.
Yeah, it's a little by your command and poof. His resistance is disappearing.
Keep your place.
Did he say that?
Yeah, Venturi, yeah.
I haven't watched the entire thing.
Because he just kind of goes...
Yeah,
he just kinda like...
Right, that's what I mean.
It's not even a pivot,
he
really.
He sells out entire Earth for one micro-pivot from a fucking Cylon. They wear aprons, for God's sake, all of them.
Yeah.
And they got
well,
swords.
Not that, yeah.
But do they ever pull those swords? No.
Yeah, they did in the movie.
That doesn't count.
Because there was this, in the movie, the pilot, they actually, pull their swords out and then they tried to kill a kid with a sword.
Oh, no. See what kind of people? That is a point in Wolfman's favor, though. They tried to kill a kid with an enchanted jukebox.
Hey, this stuff really works.
He's shooting up some of that electro jazz machine.
Just don't make me listen to it. We can talk about it, but I can't listen to this stuff.
Somebody really comes in at 4.
Oh, that's what that was. That was Robo DJ. See,
yeah,
they were cracking
that's what
in.
I figured, yeah. I told you, Robo DJ is fighting its way into the show. I will be part of the show now. And the humans have to fight back and push against Robo DJ.
Yeah, I know.
No, Robo DJ, stay outside the studio.
Yeah. But if I look really cute, will you give me food and stuff?
Well, yeah, if the Robo DJ is like a 16-year-old Chinese girl.
Baby metal, yeah.
I'd get you free hubs on drone. I would have to let her in for that, If you can get... Listen, if you can get me the French parrot drone that's about to come out, the Bebop, it's called. Yeah, that's the one I want. Under $500. HD camera. Forward-looking HD camera. Down-looking SD camera. Okay, so you can see where you are. Quadricopter. I saw a little tri-motor one that is on Kickstarter where it flies a little GoPro, but it's a teeny-weeny little foldable tri-blade. So you can fold it down, smaller than little Hubson, which is so cute. He flies with little eyes. I can't look at the eyes, though, because the eyes face the other way. And I've been playing with a Phantom 2, which is sort of
state-of-the-art. Huh?
I only do Iris. Yeah, you Nexus. Boy, I almost pulled that one out to watch the other day. I fought the, resisted the feeling. Oh, and you know what I got today was the, that self-same Aliens thing you pulled out the other night. What's it called? The quadrology?
Oh, yeah.
That had a lot. You know what's funny? I was saying earlier on the show before we got here. It's completely surreal that you would have the 1987 plus audio commentary, the 2008 plus audio commentary. And that's like four times that twice. And then all the little specials you have to watch. It's like years of responsibility video-wise.
Oh, yeah. Well, they do a number with, the Hobbit movies and stuff, they put these appendices in, you follow, the journey of the making and all that. And that takes up a fuck ton of time if you want to, pay attention to that stuff,
I'll get into it. I drill down into the people. I like all the technical. Like on Mad Men, they have a lot of commentaries, and not all the shows, but the shows that do, some of them have, 8 or 10 commentary tracks of different groups, and the actors' ones are useless. But the ones that are the tech people are really amazing. They said,
in the
we had
Men
7 days. Yeah, we had days to do this, and you know, just
well, they're like production designing and all that, right?
Yeah, yeah. One of the tracks is the three production people, the head guy, the next guy down, and the woman who's below them, and that track was amazing to listen to. And you hire this guy that then you say, this is what we have to do, and the guy overnight lays out the battle plan for you, which trucks come in, which people are going to stand where, what's going to happen to do this in 7 days. The shoot where he goes, it's the only one I really like, where he goes to the Eurotrash split level home in California for the first time and winds up freaking out with the Californians. I'm not a Madman fan, that'll never reach me, but that scene where he comes out here in 1961, there's a nice track shot, except for his hair, of course. Everything else is perfect. You know, the track, the camera rolls up to him and then goes around in almost a 360, so that you see in the background the complete difference from New York. All the other vertical and gray and button-down people and scenes suddenly are in like bathing suits and gorgeous French girls, and people are speaking German for no reason, and split-level big homes. You don't quite know. People are coming in and out of scenes, and they have weird drugs. And it's great. It's like, welcome to California.
Drugs.
Yeah, because he has weird drugs, and he kind of wakes up. I did that once.
Have you been taking the weird drugs?
The weird drugs. I woke up on the weird drugs in a girl's room once and couldn't figure out what was happening. I thought
he was
at first
so close that
I had changed
no
into
frozen
a girl.
Into immobility by
I thought,
sheer
maybe
scale.
This is my bedroom. And then I realized, no, I had just awakened to the nice girls. And it turned out to be these two Chinese co-eds from University of Hawaii who said, when the second showing of Roi du Coeur, or King of Hearts, had played, you were down in the front just crying and crying and crying. So we thought we'd take you home because they had to lock up the classroom that was playing in at the University of Hawaii campus. And they were nice enough to let me sleep off the that I had ingested.
Da, da, la, la.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. I had some la, 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 la. And I felt it real good for a while. Because that movie transported me back to a few years of my childhood in that country. And also, its anti-war message had its effect on me at that time. It's have you ever seen that, King of Hearts?
No.
It's got the House of Yes mom when she was 16.
Oh, really?
Wow, baby. Columbine in the French version.
All right, I'm in.
Yeah. I think you'd like it. It's a super Vietnam anti-war movie. The Germans, Italians, and French, I think, got together and said, fuck U.S. and Vietnam, and they did this peace movie with Alan Bates, and Colico, who is the 16-year-old. The people of the real town leave real fast because the Germans are coming to blow it up in World War One, and the British are watching all this. So the nuns who run the crazy farm let the crazy people out. The spy, Alan Bates, the British spy who's sent forward to figure out what happened, meets the crazy people and thinks he's meeting the town. Hilarity ensues from there. And it's pretty wonderful. It's pretty wonderful of the time. But, it had the longest track shot for a long, long time back in the physical days. There's a scene where Alan Bates and Kuliko, a young, I can't remember, what is her name? The mom of House of Yes. You know what I mean? But
Catherine Deneuve?
No. Oh, it'll come back to me. She's
No. Yeah, sorry. I was thinking The Hunger.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where my mind went. But,
I know. So they finally get together as lovers in the crazy world.
Genevieve
Bujold.
Bujold.
Yeah, she, and they're... They rebuilt the room they've been in on top of the center of the thing. And there's a blockhouse that's about to blow up in the center of town. They rebuilt, for the movie, they rebuilt the bedroom on top of the blockhouse. And the camera pulls back and all the central characters come dancing in from different points. And they pulled back through their village. It's a real village, their village set. And for a long time, that was the coolest. It's amazing track shot. Because you have to get everybody lined up, ready to go on the sides. So as the truck pulls back, they kind of happen to come in and look right, like there's been this party back here that you're driving through backwards. It's really well done. And there's all the it's a great anti-war movie. I thought so. I think it was a huge. I shouldn't say that in the 70s and 80s at the UC Berkeley and the midnight movies. It was Harold Maud, Roger Coe. There were a couple favorites who just played. Oh, Harold Maud, man. I must have seen that thing 200 times. Oh, I love that movie. I'm tired of seeing it now, but John Alonzo shooting and... okay, I'll repeat the story one more. I took a young woman to see Harold Maud at the... it's the one on Berkeley, College Avenue, College in Claremont, and our college and Asbury. And it was Kentucky Fried Movie played. You know, we watched some of the last few things, and then Harold Maud came on. It was way off register, about a foot. And I thought, okay, I'll give him until the end of the credits when he hangs himself. And then if he's not fixed, then I'll run up. And sure enough, it's not fixed. And I run up to this little tiny curved stairway to go up to the projection booth in the theater, Elmwood Theater. And I go to knock on the door, and as my hand hits the door flies open. And the projectionist is across the room masturbating. Because the last scene in Kentucky Fried Movie is the giant-breasted trampoline in the airplane scene, naked ladies bouncing around scene. It got to him. And when I got, he was so embarrassed. I just turned around and walked back to my seat. By the time I got there, the movie looked fine. Poor guy. But that's the only Fet Talk reference we'll do tonight. Because I hope he was scarred forever by that.
Oh, you want me to sing it faster? Well, whatever you say, Mr. Clown.
That's Babs.
Undying okayness. Partner shortcomings work to your advantage.
Faster yet? Ba 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 da 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 da. Goodbye, Mr. Clown. Oh, listen to the children playing outside. And hear the wind blowing and the leaves rustling. There's a bird. Oh, it's time to rock baby to sleep. La 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 la. What do you say, baby?
And this is the Puzzling Evidence Show.
And they don't understand it. I understand it.
What else do you say, baby?
Their secrets need not all be dragged out into the hearing light of day.
Well, the branched axes instead consist of a tough, flexible wall forming a hollow, ramified tube filled with puzzling evidence that flows from one part of the show to another.
We see this ramification or branching out in the earliest formative trends in
baby,
the evolution of simple
feature. It was like Star Wars was like
here's
that.
The song from the
higher levels of complexity.
Those are the troubles, the trials, the tribulations, and the show host.
An unusual horse flesh red on freshly broken surface. Both tarnish in air and water with multicolored iridescence, much like the colors on a peacock's tail.
Oh, that wasn't really the station ID. We're going to do it in 2 minutes.
Oh, we're doing a station ID.
Yeah, that was the...
Well, let me see some ID.
Hello, boys and girls. This is your friend Elaine, all dressed up to play fire engine with you. Wait till I get my red fire hat on straight. Ring the fire alarm, and we'll have a story about a fire engine. I love this song that the fire engine knows. Here it
I know.
Get
to puzzling evidence.
There thank you for that goes. Correction, Dr. Goldie.
How real do you want it to be?
Okay, a real
when the fire.
That wasn't really the station ID. We're going to do it in 2 minutes.
Our story
oh, we're doing
is about a station boy named
ID.
Ralph.
No, that was the
well, let me see some ID. Identify myself.
Sort of a run through.
No,
we do it, and then we
get
set.
That.
It's in my
more
pocket. We give you like the
just
we count down like 5, 4, 3, and then we go.
Show you who I am.
I one just with our hands. We don't really say 2 or 1.
Don't
make the hand.
I don't actually have my name in it.
Then you're on.
This is me.
It's the puzzling evidence station ID.
I used it. I was right.
We did. I know.
Get to
puzzling evidence.
Thank you for that correction, Dr. Goldie.
How real do you want it to be?
Run it across the floor.
State short question. Okay, you're right.
And
you're
then
right,
put his foot
right.
In front of
it.
Just to hear it say,
in light. In light. Enlightenment.
Of course.
Enlightenment light. We practice enlightenment light. It
no,
only takes you.
Outside Ralph's window
the spiritual consumer. Light up at night, light up in the day.
It
doesn't matter. It's 4:20 somewhere, somehow. Light up. Enlightenment light. Available now. Talk to a totally live UFO. Totally live right in Redwood City.
Come on in, everybody, and watch it go.
This just could be the sex saucers of the subgenius.
The sex saucers of the subgenius.
Is it Redwood City tonight? Is that what the reporter is saying? That the sex saucers? Go online. Quick. Somebody go online. Look.
We can tell it's there by the mass spectrum.
And so Bishop Joey wanders in the desert singing his plaintive hymn.
Hey, I won!
He is a true child of nature. He
keeps slapping himself on the forehead with four fingers and his thumb.
Long time no see, boss.
Ah.
You are superhuman.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
ID.
APC 897504C.
Can you move your head?
You are superhuman.
Your eyes now.
That becomes the only possibility.
Cervical and optical animation.
Superhuman.
Now give me your initialization text.
I'm a third generation AX400 Android. I can look after your house, do the cooking, mind the kids. I organize your appointments. I speak 300 languages and I am entirely at your disposal as a sexual partner. No need to feed me or recharge me. I'm equipped with a quantic battery that makes me autonomous for 173 years. Do you want to give me a name?
Yes. From now on, your name is Kara.
My name is Kara.
Initialization and memorization check.
Yes.
Now, can you move your arms?
That's correct. You're a robot. But you are the greatest, most sublime creation in the entire world.
Upper limb connection checked. Now say something in German.
Ich bin ein AX400 Android dritter Generation, erschaffen als Ihr persönlicher Assistent und intimer Beziehungspartner.
Say it in French.
Je suis un Android de troisième génération, AX400, conçu pour être votre assistante personnelle et votre partenaire intime.
Okay, now sing something in Japanese.
Sakura, Sakura.
We got some strange news, people. Scientists in New Zealand are saying that by the year 2050, we will have a robot prostitute. They say, oh, wait, since it's a robot, we don't have to worry about no spreading of STD.
So that the human thrown over there and become a computer weapon, that
sexual experience will be clean and safe. But 2050, I think it may be sooner than that because the Japanese work to make these lifelike human.
Locomotion checked. Great. You're ready for work, honey.
What's going to happen to me now?
I'll reinitialize you and send you to a store to be sold.
Sold? I'm a sort of merchandise. Is that right?
Yeah. Of course you're merchandise, baby. I mean, you're a computer with arms and legs and capable of doing all sorts of things. And you're worth a fortune.
Oh, I see.
All your emotions and memories will be completely erased.
You thought?
What did you think?
I thought...
This mechanical talking robot
I was
now.
Alive.
What a crap. That's not part of what we call this. More memory components going off the rails. Okay, recording. Defective model. Disassemble and check the required components.
You're disassembling me, but why?
You're not supposed to think that sort of stuff. You're not supposed to think at all, period. You must have a defective piece or a software problem somewhere.
No, I feel perfectly fine, I assure you. Everything is all right. I answered all the tests correctly, didn't I?
Yeah, but your behavior is non-standard.
Please, I'm begging you, please don't disassemble me.
I'm sorry, honey, but defective models have to be eliminated. That's my job. If a client comes back with a complaint, I'm going to have some explaining to do.
I won't cause any problems, I
and
promise.
Where exactly did you get that kind of information?
I won't think anymore.
Oh,
love it, I love it. There's some people, what you listen to? I said, I'm doing to myself everything that.
An invasion of slack. What's the point? You know, that'd be a lot of money. That's something rich people have, but I'm not that guy. I'm just a regular guy. I know what you mean. My boss used to ask me, why do you get your hair cut during working hours? And I'd say, well, it's my hair grows during working hours. My hair doesn't know it's at work. There's the kid in front of me who's paying the same rate as me. He just lost, you know, a huge wad.
He's charging twice as much as all the drugs for Rush Limbaugh.
Beyond
Ed Holmes,
that's more of an operable tactical.
So fuck you very much, dear Mr. Bush, for heroically sitting on your tush, for Halliburton, Enron, all the companies who fail. Let's send them a clear signal and stick Martha straight in jail. She's an uppity.
And this is the Puzzling Evidence Show.
So you are topical.
Yes, you're topical.
Make it warm and make it sweet.
Here, my friends, is the only path to a healthy breakup.
Give me coffee, 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 coffee. And let me tell you, you will pass the shelter.
Though, before I proceed, I would like to remind everyone that this seminar is 100% non-refundable.